Welcome back
to Yikes.
Episode 3.
Yes. Woo-hoo. We are here again.
With our tea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
That's a little bit too hot for me to drink right now.
A little too hot.
It is very hot.
All right, guys. So, welcome back again. It's me, your girl, Jay.
I'm Julia. We know Miracle. This.
I know. Just, you know, for our new people coming on.
Yeah, episode 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're trying to get better at this each and every episode.
Yes. Thank you for our people that have been watching our...
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for supporting us.
Yes. So any platform, thank you so much.
Yes.
We appreciate the love.
Mm-hmm. So today we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We figured it's going to be all about Valentine's Day this week, so let's discuss.
Yes. Let's kick it off.
Yeah, let's talk
about it. All right. So Valentine's Day. How do we feel about Valentine's Day? So let's start there.
Yeah. So, I think Valentine's Day is overrated. It's like,
okay. Tell them.
No, I do though. But I think it's cute and it's sweet, especially for like growing up in school and things like that, just to celebrate love and stuff like that. But I think it's a lot of expectations on one random day.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's just like,
there's a lot of pressure on
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is just like, it's just like a day that has a lot of pressure on it. So it just kind of like makes me feel like, like it just gives me like anxiety building up to it, honestly. Yeah. And then I feel like it's kind of pointless to be anxious about that.
Honestly, because it's stuff that should be happening on a regular basis if you're in a relationship. Or if, because I know I used to get Valentine's, like, you know, from your parents and stuff like that. So,
Yeah, and I think that's cute, but, like, are you supposed to do that for everyone that you love?
Yeah.
And know?
Yeah. It's like.
Because that, once you get older, that's a little bit too much.
That's,
I mean, it's sweet.
Yeah.
And I feel like in today's age, I can't even talk. Today's times, like, everybody's competing on Valentine's Day.
Yes, and it's like, you have to post and, like...
Yeah, you have to go all, like...
Brag about...
Spend your whole life just for this one day. Like, and don't get me wrong, it's cute and all, but don't go out your way for social media.
If it's really meaningful, if you really mean it, then yes, by all means, do... You know, the best for your significant other. But if it's just for social media, just for competition, it's just like, what's the point of
it? You're in it for the wrong reasons. Yeah.
And what we were talking earlier about this, and we were saying, well, I was saying, like, what do we get the men? Like, what is a Valentine's Day gift for a man?
Because you're going to look on Pinterest, and you're going to see a jar of, 52 reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not going to make that.
I have a story, guys, about something I did for my ex-boyfriend on Valentine's Day. So I did a little scavenger hunt around his room. I found that idea off of Pinterest.
Okay.
But I bought like sweater, candy, shoes, and I put like a quote with each one and told him like a hint to go find.
But see, all right, that's cool. Yeah. That's a game. See, I could do that.
Yeah.
See, I would like something like for me.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a little scavenger hunt. But.
Yeah. Like the shoes, the quote was like, you've been running through my mind all day. Something, your shoes are, look over here or whatever. You know, I can't remember the exact hint, but little cute just stuff really like hot. That.
Yeah, or, and then, but like, what else would you get a guy like on Valentine's Day?
Know.
It's weird, because like, you go to dinner or whatever, but what do you get a man?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of gift?
I feel like men are hard to buy for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
because men, they just need really basic items. It's not fun.
It's like, all right, so what am I getting? Like, I don't know. Like, it's,
I guess, growing, like, if you're with somebody for a long time, maybe. That'll help you figure out what to get them, like, trying to, you know, what they like or whatever they
get. Is it supposed to be like, should you give gifts? That's
right.
What I was just about to say. Is it going to be like a birthday situation where you just give any type of gift? Or, like, you know, Valentine's Day, used to get roses, chocolate, jewelry. Like, that's like...
It's like a standard, like,
yeah,
that's, cliche.
Yeah.
Well,
see, that's, I like to mix it up.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, should you even get gifts?
Right.
Or should it just be like a...
Another
like,
day.
Yeah.
That's what I would... That's what I would like.
Yeah, I think
maybe
I would
a
prefer
day to share
for
love
be another
life.
Day. Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's cute, though. I like the...
Yeah,
I like love. I love, and I love the... You know, it's cute, but when it comes down to
it's
it...
It's hard because everyone's life and their love life is publicized.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So everyone knows about everything going on.
That's what I was about to say. It's no intimacy
and
anymore.
And so you have no privacy.
That's what I'm saying. If I was in a relationship and was celebrating Valentine's Day, I would want it to be intimate. I don't want everybody to know every little detail of my date. Like,
social media.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we're all up in each other's business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone knows everyone's business. Everyone just minded their own business. I think that
we'd be cool.
Yeah.
We would be cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so what was that thing that I read earlier about if you propose to her on
Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I hope she says no.
Yeah,
that's cliche as hell.
Let's not do that.
No, because then that
that's
like 100
drop. That's
on,
crazy.
And you could not say no.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You
I
could,
mean, I'll be like.
But would you?
I'm like,
I'm
mad today. So
I'm like, I really appreciate this. But sir, like
wrong time.
Wrong
Don't
time.
Do it. Don't do it, guys.
Like no, you're not. You playing? I will see you later.
Just laugh
just
and sleep. Just like walk away.
Come on, let's go. Keep walking. I don't know. Like that's just too much. I mean, I don't know. No,
like,
I know.
Would you want like a big proposal if you were to get married? Would you want a big proposal or something?
Let me tell you something. I don't like being vulnerable in front of a lot of people, so absolutely not. I would not like a big proposal. Please.
I would
intimacy.
And my thing is, who's the marriage for?
Right.
Me and you or
the people.
We can do something with our families to celebrate our engagement. But I would like if it was intimate.
Me too. Because
me too.
I feel like...
I can be... Because you're my partner, I can express how I really feel. You're not going to get my full emotion if it's in a room full of people.
Right.
Absolutely not.
I don't... I won't
you
know
might,
how to
yeah.
respond.
And you
I
might,
don't
want to involve yeah, I wouldn't want my significant other to feel...
Like, damn.
Like, she don't even want me.
She don't even want me.
But okay. I hate being vulnerable in front of
that's
too many
just
people.
Big
like,
audiences.
No.
Yeah, that's why, even like weddings, I don't know, I've been thinking like, would I really do a big wedding? I really would do something nice, you know, intimate, like the people that's supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I'll throw a party with like, you know, like a just got married party.
Mm-hmm.
Just for,
yeah.
For like, you know, associates and people outside, but like.
Yeah, I always wanted a small wedding.
A
well, video. Actually, that's a lie. I mean, I used to want like a huge wedding, but like small. So there you go.
I like small,
like
but
beach,
like beautiful.
Like
that's what I'm saying, but like my dress would be
bomb. Yeah.
I love looking at wedding dresses.
Oh, yes.
Oh my
me
God.
Too.
Like Valentine's Day, the wedding.
Oh,
my
God. Shit.
Let's go back.
And you know what? The funny thing is, we started this with like a negative
like
attitude towards Valentine's Day, and here we are, like, oh, I can't wait to get married.
Yeah, so the thing is, we all love love.
Of course.
We are for the
love is just scary.
Not hating relationships and all that type
it's scary.
Of stuff. Yeah.
It's scary.
But just Valentine's Day is just overrated. That's what it comes down to. Because. Like
now,
so
tune into our next episode where we talk about how social media, like what social media. Just
social
tune into
media.
Our next episode.
Yeah,
that'll be episode 4.
Oh my God,
we got. Like,
we're moving quick.
So do you guys have any Valentine's Day stories that you would like to share, like a gift you got or dates you went on or something like that?
No.
Okay.
How about you, Jay? Did you ever celebrate with somebody?
I'm really trying to think. Valentine's Day.
What about growing up, like in school?
Oh, of course.
I loved Valentine's Day. I loved
all the little names
I loved that.
That was so cute.
And I loved decorating the box. Like, oh my God. And my mom.
Well, I never got the box.
My mom always made it such a big deal. I always talk about my mom. But she always made a huge deal about Valentine's Day.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, she always got us like chocolates and stuff. Yeah, my mom. So I always looked forward to Valentine's Day.
We always got gifts.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just been a tradition to get gifts.
Right.
Right.
But, like, you show your love all the time.
I know,
time.
But don't... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to let people love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like a picnic or something. I mean, it's cold during Valentine's Day, but, like, maybe an inside picnic somewhere.
I'll definitely take a vacation.
That would be cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, vacation. We can, yeah, picnic on the beach somewhere. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
And that'll just be like,
I'm excited for this Valentine's Day, though.
Well, yeah.
Like you have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You,
I don't want to sound like little miserable Nancy's over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't hate that.
Yeah, I don't hate love. I don't hate Valentine's Day. I'm just saying it's overrated. That's all.
Modern society Valentine's Day.
It could be stressful.
Right.
Yeah. And I think it could really affect people's relationships and stuff like that.
100%.
Like, people really argue because of... you didn't get me all the stuff that he got her, or, you know, whatever the case may be, especially.
But, like, you can't put, like, you can't make Valentine's Day tangible.
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. That's why I say, like, a vacation, because that's a relaxation for, for both of you guys just to go adventure off and have fun.
Right.
That'd be fun.
Versus one person doing all the duties and, like, it's just annoying. Because then if you spend all this time planning all this stuff, when are you really, like, I don't know.
Enjoying.
It's just,
yeah.
I don't know.
Valentine's Day.
I mean, I do like to get in dress.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, that would be my favorite
part. I'm excited to get dressed up.
Yeah, that would be my favorite part.
I would love to go to dinner.
Get dressed up.
Right.
Yeah.
And eat.
Or eat somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're greedy.
We're simple.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I like fun stuff. Don't get me wrong. Like, spontaneous.
You know what? I want to start doing more fun things, like going bowling and be fun to, honestly, I'd go to Sky Zone.
Right.
And do some jumping.
I have a trampoline. That's a long story.
Yeah.
My trampoline was my best friend.
Yeah, that was fun.
For years. I had one in my backyard.
We slept out there.
Yes. We used to look at the stars on the trampoline.
That's so fun.
We were in there on the trampoline in the rain.
Yeah.
We used to get what is that? Windbreaker material jackets and slide across the trampoline.
That's so fun. I feel like you have to keep doing that stuff.
Yeah, keep the child alive inside.
Yes. And, like, especially in, like, relationships.
Yes.
Like, it just makes everything more fun. You need to have fun.
Me and my ex-boyfriend went to the Ultimate Air for my 22nd birthday or something like that. In the morning, my birthday's on the 4th of July, so it was kind of packed there, but we went and just jumped around, took Yazzie and Justice with me. That was my beginning of my birthday. Then we had a cookout at the end of the day.
That's fun.
Yeah. I would love, that's what I'm saying, my partner in the future.
Whoever you are.
We just have to have fun. Like, we have to go adventure off. I like just do stuff. Like, I don't know. Go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, I don't know. Just like you said, go bowling. Just little shit. Like, go car riding.
It's the small
riding.
Things.
Yeah, it really is.
You have to enjoy the small
things.
And
I feel like staying trapped in the house with each other, like I told you guys earlier, that freaks me out. So, need to go out and do stuff instead of just sitting up under each other in the house all day.
That definitely,
yeah.
No. We were just, okay.
Talking about a whole bunch of shit.
So we talked about Valentine's Day and how we feel about it. And we're about to take a quick break. And then we're going to talk more about
relationships
and
our experiences. Love, and all that good stuff. All
right, we'll be back for a break, guys. We'll be back from our break.
Yes.
Soon.
Welcome back.
Hey guys.
Yes, we're back.
Welcome back from the break.
Didn't we say we weren't going to really do a big segue?
But you know, you just got to welcome them back. You know?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Can't just be jumping and talking.
Yeah. Now, we're going to be talking about relationships and love.
Okay. Just tricky subjects, honestly.
So let's tell if we're in a relationship
or not.
Let's
start with the statuses of the relationship.
Oh, okay. Me first. Okay.
Do go ahead.
I'm single, and I have been single since August of 2018.
I am in a relationship.
I am single. Been single for a while now, but not looking to mingle. So,
me either.
Yeah.
Word.
All right, so
okay,
honestly, dating, like, not dating like in a relationship, but like if you're just like casually dating, like, I feel like that's really like hard.
It's annoying.
I feel like that would take so much out of me.
I've never done that because I'm
really don't know how to do it. I really be like, you know how they be like, oh, you go on dates and stuff. I be sitting there like,
I've never just been on a
like just date. Somebody a hit me up date. Like, oh yeah, I'll go on a date with them. Like, no, like it's somebody I'm talking to.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's because we like don't have time for like bullshit.
Right. That's what it is. Like that's it's what it is. Not about
so
the
we
beat.
Are like gonna prepare ourselves. Like we are gonna be in it.
Yeah.
And if we're in it, then we're in it. And if we're not, we're not.
Yeah. Retweet that.
And I'm not interested, honestly, that's why I say
I'm not looking to mingle, because like I was saying earlier about the whole finding myself, securing it down, locking the bag, make sure that's good,
right,
or whatever, but then what was I saying? But to just like date, and like they say it's good to go get out and meet people, but it's like, for what though? Like,
why should I make this person a group?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why should I make this person a priority if like it's just a little?
If it's just like why waste my time? Why waste your time?
Like, I'm cool.
I don't really understand. That's what I don't understand. Like, I think if you don't put pressure on it, like it just like comes whenever.
And I think boys be getting mad, like, cause you want to go on a date, but it's like, don't take it personal. It don't really have nothing to do with you. It's you could be a great catch, and you could be a good man, and you could be all that, but it has everything to do with me and me just not being interested. Yep. It has nothing to do with
nothing
you
to
at
do
all.
With you at
so
all.
You can't take it personal, cause it's just like, it's my time. Yeah. It's not your time, so you can't be entitled to my time.
And there we go, talk about time, entitled to time. But yeah, that's. Dating, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how, whatever the universe has planned for the future, but because I don't see myself just, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me just,
yeah. Okay, I gotta commend Julia. Her relationship is so cute. And we sound so negative, but we're not trying to be negative, honestly.
Yeah, no. Because there's a lot of like really like happy things.
Yeah and I've had good experiences.
That's the thing.
In my relationship. You know, as well as bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, but, you know, it's just...
Well, we were talking about, like, just flinging, I guess.
Right, that's,
Is that what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just, you know, mixing.
Mingling.
Yep, there we go. Mingling. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Like, no, relationships are cute. Right. I think they could be beneficial.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm scared. I'm scared of relationships.
They're scary.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, then again, but then, like, you have to focus on the good.
Yeah.
It's like this anything in life. You have to focus on the good.
Right.
Right.
And, like, where you are now in the moment. You can't really, you can't think about the future.
Hell no.
I just, I think I just need to not think about relationships. That's just how I've been.
That's just not.
It's just not in my.
I'm just going to take a break.
Yeah.
Mental break. And that's. Mental celibacy. That's
right.
That's where I'm at with it, because it's just
seriously.
I just know I got so much to do, and that is just not something that I could be interested in at this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not closing off anything.
It's a lot of like
just
time and work and effort to like date and like be in a relationship and
And it's gonna happen when it's gonna happen.
Yeah. And like I was telling you guys earlier, I feel like I didn't already did that, and I was too young and trying to move fast and live this social media life.
No, sorry, guys, our video just went off on us.
We got iPad storage full.
Damn it. Oh, darn it. Sorry. I'm trying to clean up my language.
Yeah, I know. The first episode, oh, we love swear words. Oh, we probably shouldn't say much.
Thinking about our lives.
Yeah, we're like reflecting now. Oh, gosh.
But you know, I get it.
I do. It's unfortunate, though.
You know,
because life could just be fun if everyone didn't care so much about like our reputations.
Listen, right.
Sometimes it just really doesn't matter.
Yes. Like in Boston, they say like, they just curse, like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I heard, like, in their business meeting, like, there's nothing for someone to say, like, a curse word. Like, it's just...
Interesting.
It's just their language.
Interesting.
And I know it's certain words, maybe not every word, but, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't know. Yeah. So, back to relationships. So, single, taken, or in the relationship, single. So, what about relationships?
Okay,
guys?
Yeah. I just got a thought.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, the biggest thing that I don't like about relationships today is that people act like they own each other. And it's like people are not able to be...
Individual.
Yes, their individual self and do things, like just do things, like hang out with the opposite sex or...
Girl, I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. Or like just... having space and doing their own things, want to sleep by themselves, you know, like just stuff, you know, like that. I just feel like people think they own each other instead of two people coming together to one relationship.
At the end of the day, it's two people, and you live your life and you work towards your goals individually, and then at the end of the day, you just, like, come together. Right. And, like, you celebrate that and you grow together.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, but, like...
It's make a heart. I'm saying, I can't do it when it's all together.
Right. You still have to be an individual at the end of the day. You can't just leave yourself behind and just have this new version of yourself that's just this relationship.
Yes. Well, I think when you're in a healthy relationship... that's when you don't leave yourself behind.
Right. Yeah, I think that
we have all... left ourselves in the dust.
Yes.
Way back there. Yeah. Like,
right.
Yeah, like it's...
And now we're trying to...
keep us... well...
we're keeping up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing us first.
And then...
and then...
because that's the only way you could give to any relationship. You have to give to yourself before you could give to anyone. Because what are you going to give? You don't give it to yourself.
Right? And it's like... you shouldn't depend on that person for your happiness either. It should be all within yourself.
Yeah.
They should add to your happiness, but they shouldn't be the sole reason that you're happy or the sole reason why you feel like you're worth something or whatever the case may be.
You need to have your own sense of self.
Yes. Yeah. It's self-love and all that.
But I think that just goes in to this, the way this day and age, like, we're not parties people, right? how they date. Like, a lot of people are dating, how do I put it? They're reflecting their insecurities out versus what, like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, they're dating according to trauma, basically. That's the connection between people. Like, they're not dating because, oh, this person actually uplifts me. No, this person makes me feel secure with myself. So,
yeah,
I'm going to keep him around. For when he doesn't do or she doesn't do something that...
I'm on to the next.
To the next one. Or I'm going to make your life live in hell until you give me what I want. And it's like, that's where we messed up. Like, we're not dating what... and because we're getting in it so quick. Like, you don't know this person, like we were talking about. You have to take all that baggage on... of whatever person you're in a relationship with or whatever it is. Like, you just have...
like, when you're in a relationship or, like, marriage or whatever, like, you... like, you're not just yourself. Like, you have another being that you guys take care of each other.
Yeah,
right.
And it's, like, really sweet and exciting and...
yeah.
Like, it sounds comforting.
Exactly.
And, like, safe.
Right. But, and I think people are confusing that, like, what it should be, how it should be with...
Speaking of relationships going so sorry, have you guys seen A Fall from Grace on Netflix?
No, I've never seen it.
You have to watch it tonight. If you
want to. Valentine's recommendation?
Well, that's just crazy. That movie is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an intense movie, but it's so good. And it's honestly, it speaks to the truth is like, you actually really could never know someone.
Yeah.
Right.
And so everyone should watch that movie.
Right.
Yes.
I was just about to say, like Jay said, people need to get to know each other before being in these relationships, these long lasting relationships or having kids or committed or whatever. Like, you just need to get to know who you're with and make sure you guys compliment each other. You can stick it out.
But I think that goes to say, like, people need to know themselves.
Yeah, that too.
Like, because, like,
right.
Because are you getting into something because, again, this is what's good for you, or this is what's not so good, but it's still comforting at the same time?
Right. I mean, I've always kind of, I feel like people around me always, like, told me and made it, like, a truth for me that, like, you really do have to, like, have a sense of self-worth and, like, you have to love yourself before you can love someone else. But, like, I also see people saying, like, stop telling people that.
Yeah.
Because, like, it is true, like, you don't have to be perfect. Like, you don't...
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, that's not it at all.
You can't be.
The only thing I'm saying is, like, if you can acknowledge the fact that, like, you are also working on things.
Yep, right.
And, like, you're, like, you acknowledge that.
Yep.
And then you work on that with the other person, like, by your side.
Exactly.
I think another thing is people need to understand that everybody is entitled to their feelings. Like... In situations, you may think you were right, but that's just not how the other person feels. And that's cool. Like, but yeah, exactly. That's cool. But I think that's where a lot of arguments in relationships come from, because people just have different perspective on things and just feel differently about things. But you got to agree to disagree on certain.
Being able.
I'm not taking
compromise.
No disrespect. I ain't saying
compromise.
Mad, but I'm saying, compromise.
Compromise. Being okay with, I don't get what this person's saying, but I still appreciate them having even an opinion or not even having an opinion, but them voicing how they feel, whatever.
Or, like, don't get mad that they don't understand how you feel.
Exactly.
Because
I know what I'm saying.
Right.
It is.
And sometimes you can't control, like, this just made me mad. I don't know. Like, it's just the principle behind it, or whatever the case may be. I'm just mad, and just let me be mad.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Like, yeah.
And I think also, again, accountability, that's can't get the word out. That's what we're basically talking about, like, a person being responsible for what they got going on, because you can't be mad at what someone does. Like, I mean, you can't... Yes, you could be mad at what someone does, but it's all is how you react that really...
You could carry anger around with
you.
Yeah.
Or you could choose to let it go and be happy, which is,
like,
the easy way.
Exactly. Right. If it's something that you can't let go, then it's not meant for y'all to be together. Maybe in this moment or whatever it may be, but if y'all can't... If you have to walk around angry and...
No,
you don't
want to carry that around with you. That's like too much, and that like too much negativity. Like, your relationship should be like the happiest part of your life. Like, not, I mean,
it's it has its rainy days,
right? But like, it should, like, your relationship should be the solid part.
Yeah,
the part
that's
that
what
you
I'm
know
saying.
Is gonna like.
And you know
be
what
there.
Just popped in my head too? Like, all this, toxic is cute. Like,
yes,
I feel like
I was just about to
both
say that.
Men and women have taken these roles and just think it's so cute just to be toxic.
To be crazy and be weird.
Why?
Why is it
is
fun?
That cute? Why is that,
like,
fun? Why do you want to go through
why?
That?
Why? I really don't get
and
it.
And don't
like,
get me wrong, because I'm not perfect and I've done
been
some
toxic,
stuff.
But a lot of people they are toxic and they know they're toxic, but they don't
care.
They like just want to be.
They're comfortable in it. It's their comfort zone.
It's really odd.
It's sad. That's
and for people that are staying in these when you're not toxic and they are, but or whatever, you know. I just don't understand why you're staying. you must like it.
And that's what I'm saying. It comes back to self, though, because if you love yourself enough, you know what you're not going to put up with. If you're not going to put up with it from yourself, why are you going to let somebody else do that to you? You get what I'm saying?
Right. But so, when you're in...
Like, and when you're in it...
You don't think it's toxic. You just think, like, well, you know, like, every relationship, like, has its issues. So we're, like, I want to, like, work through this. I want to put the effort forth to work through this. And then you get out of it, take a step back, and you're like, yikes.
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 Honestly, it's hard. It definitely, and that's, again, individuals. You got to be able to, because I feel like that will help you keep your mind level-headed.
Yeah.
Like, if you meshed it too much, it's like one mind versus two different people coming into one party. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How do we feel about, like, what are your thoughts on, like, sharing, like, money in, like, marriages? And, like, marriages. Like the
marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See, this is the thing. I'm very new school at the same time. I'm still old school with some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
It's not a black and white topic area.
No. Like, and I don't want to sound, like, sexist or anything, but, like, as a man, if I am taking you as my husband, I feel like you should be the provider, like, financially, and also, you know, gotta be there emotionally too, but you take care of the financial part, where I like the back end part, and I take care of, like, you know, don't get me wrong, you could be cooking, you could clean, that's fine, but I'm saying, like, I wouldn't mind doing that. Like, I wouldn't mind cooking every day for my family. Like, that's nothing. Cleaning,
because
I love
cleaning. Because we're good at that.
Yeah.
And we love that. And
it's
we value
nurturing.
Our family.
Exactly. It's nurturing. So that's no problem. But I just feel like it's something different we're building together. But if I'm here, established, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that money matters, but if you're, I don't know. It's just like,
if I think you both need to contribute.
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
It, I don't think, okay, so here's, like, there's actually a big thing about, like, the, like, housewife, like, being, like, considered a job or not. Like, because it, like, literally, like, you are, like, doing hard physical work all day long.
That's a job.
And, like, you really don't get a break. And you aren't getting paid for it. You're just getting life out of it.
Yeah.
And so, like, it needs to be valued just as much as a, like, a job.
Yeah.
That, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely should. Because think about it. We pay people to do housewife jobs.
Yeah.
Like, maids and stuff like that. That's housewife duties. Like, before they were maids. I mean, they were always maids. You know, slaves and stuff like that. But those are, that's just nurturing stuff that you need to do in a home with family. Like, that's just, it is what it is. So that definitely is a job. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. And when I say he would take care of the back and I'll take the nurturing, I would still have my own thing going on. Like, I'm not about to just submit my whole life to
you. Can I would I never want to feel like I couldn't be fine on my own financially.
I feel like
too many things could happen and go wrong.
I feel like I have adapted the new school of this because I just think, like, I want to be the breadwinner, even though I think just because I feel like I'm working so hard for what I'm trying to get and I don't want nobody to be able to take it away from me. I think it's a pride thing when it comes to me, and I want my husband to, I would want him to have make more money than me, okay, or whatever, but I in my head have in my head that I'm going to be the breadwinner already. But I mean, I don't know who I'm going to meet and how they're going to be, but I just don't want nobody to be able to say that they did
they gave me anything.
So I feel like I just hopefully can meet up equal and we can work together and he can lower my pride or however, you know, make me less prideful and make me feel like he can just take care of me and things like that. I hope I get a significant other that can show me that. But as of now, I'm just like, I want to do it all by myself.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. But again, then that goes back to, like, dating. So, okay, that's where I'm kind of, because it's like, I don't know, for you to be, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Well, this was a good episode.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we talked about, I feel like, I mean, we could talk about this forever.
Yeah, but, relationships.
And we could talk, we could do more episodes. Yeah. We could do, like, specific topics.
Like, yeah.
But
if you guys want to hear something on another topic. Let us know.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Yes. I feel like we kind of took a...
But we said we love love, okay?
Yeah. We love love. Yeah.
We're not trying to be super...
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So check us out on... Okay, we're about to let them know our social media. Yeah.
Instagram. Our pretty sure it's yikes.thepodcast.
Yeah.
Our Twitter is the yikes the podcast.
Yes. Instagram, yikes.thepodcast.
Facebook. Our Facebook page is yikes.thepodcast. Check us out.
And
our YouTube videos for our new episodes every week are always linked in our description boxes. So you can always go there and
post it every Monday.
Yeah, our YouTube videos come out every Monday, and our just our audio comes out on Sunday. So we hope you guys have a good week. And enjoy your Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day, people.
All right, peace.
Peace.